Our artillery was firing across the ridge into and around the town of Kunishi to prevent the enemy from moving more troops onto the ridge. But each time they shot, it seemed that one gun fired its shells in a traversing pattern right along the ridge in Company K's lines. It was enough to drive anyone into a state of desperation. The Japanese were throwing grenades all along the line, and there was some rifle and machine gun fire. On the right, we began to hear American grenades exploding well within our lines. "Hey, you guys, Nips must have gotten hold of a box of our grenades. Listen to that, would you?" "Yeah, them bastards will use anything they can get their hands on." During the next flurry of grenades, we heard no more U.S. models explode within our area. Then the word came along in the dark to be sure all the new replacements knew exactly how to use grenades properly. One of our new men had been discovered removing each grenade canister from a box of grenades, pulling the sealing tape from the canister, and then throwing the unopened canister at the enemy. The Japanese opened each canister, took out the grenade, pulled the pin, and threw the deadly pineapple back at us. The veterans around me were amazed to find out what had happened. The incident, however, was just one of many examples of the poor state of combat readiness of the latest group of new replacements. With daylight, I got a good look at our surroundings. Only then could I appreciate fully what a desperate, bitter battle the fight for Kunishi Ridge had been, and was continuing to be. The ridge was coral rock, painfully similar to Peleliu's ridges. But Kunishi was not so high, nor were the coral formations so jagged and angular as those on Peleliu. Our immediate area was littered with the usual debris of battle, including about 30 poncho-covered dead Marines on stretchers. Some of our riflemen moved eastward along the ridge, while others moved up the slopes. We still didn't set up our mortars. It was strictly a rifleman's fight. We mortar men stood by to act as stretcher bearers or riflemen. Snipers were all over the ridge and almost impossible to locate. Men began getting shot one right after another, and the stretcher teams kept on the run. We brought the casualties down to the base of the ridge, to a point where tanks could back in out of the view of snipers on the ridge crest. We tied the wounded onto the stretchers, and then tied the stretchers onto the rear deck of the tanks. Walking wounded went inside. Then the tanks took off in a cloud of dust along a coral road to the aid station. As many men as possible fired along the ridge to pin down the snipers so they couldn't shoot the wounded on the tanks.